Part 4 of Malthus Horror Talk, the double attack scene. She's really awesome. Now The Conjuring 2. At the end of the film, as Ed places the Crooked Man music box on a shelf in the background, Annabelle is seen in her case smiling as usual because that's what she always does. Appearance. So Mathis resembles that of a typical demon. It is a black ram-like humanoid demon with white, sometimes yellow, red, or green eyes. In Annabelle 2014 and Annabelle Creation, happy 5th anniversary, the demon appears to have four horns. The horns that appear near its forehead resembled goat-like horns, while its other two curved horns resembled ram-like horns. The demon has sharp teeth, yellow sharp claws on his hands and feet, and has a body that resembles a humanoid. The demon also has a black goatee on his chin and black hair in between his goat-like horns. Mathis is also a shapeshifter, able to take on any form, such as Annabelle B. Mullins, obviously, Annabelle or Janice Higgins, or as a black shadowy mass to move around. Mathis used these forms to terrorize or torment his victims. Mathis can also be visible or invisible to humans and can travel to different places as a shadowy mass of black smoke. Thus, this helps the demon to be in different places at once, such as possessing someone or tormenting a victim, as shown in Annabelle Creation. In Annabelle Comes Home, Mathis looks different compared to his previous appearances. In the film, the two goat-like horns on his forehead are gone, and his ram-like horns are much bigger than before. His goatee and his hair are now gone, and his eyes are now green instead of red, white, and yellow. The demon moves very swiftly and fast, able to attack his victims at a fast speed. The reason for the demon's different design in this film has yet to be explained. It has presumably gotten stronger and changes form since it has previously fed on Evelyn's soul, who'd sacrificed her soul to the demon and to the first Annabelle to prevent Mia from sacrificing her own soul to save her baby daughter's life. Personality. Mathis appears to be absent of any kind of mercy or remorse, often toying with his victims before attempting to kill them and take their souls. Mathis is also very sadistic, persistent, aggressive, and terrifying, obviously. It also takes pleasure to see his victims terrified or depressed, tormenting them by taking on forms of their loved ones, such as B. It is also very violent, such as gouging out Esther's left eye, and then years later, murdering her by chopping her body in half, and then having the bisected upper half of her body crucified onto the wall. Jeez, that's... Oh, wow, they have a Funko Pop figure? Nice, great. Trivia. Unlike the doll that Annabelle is based on, which was a Raggedy Ann doll, but it still is cursed, The film version is a porcelain doll. The change has been made for copyright and publicity purposes. As an Easter egg, the original Janice Annabelle's new parents gave her a Raggedy Ann-like doll in Annabelle creation. Additionally, a little girl wins a Raggedy Ann doll as a game show prize on television in Annabelle Comes Home. The demon's name appears to be Mathis, which is shown when Mia reads a book on demonology in the first Annabelle, where it shows an illustration of a ram-like demon looming his claws over a human infant. At the same time, the demon attempts to put Mia's daughter Leah in danger unless Mia sacrifices her soul to the demon to save Leah's life. Thus, this proves that the demon's name is truly Malthus. The name Malthus is based on Malthas in the lesser key of Solomon, similar to Valak's name being based on Valak. With C. In mythology, Malthus is a demon who is known as the mighty great president of hell, with 40 legions of demons under his command, and is second in command under Satan. He appears as a raven, but if requested, will instead resemble a man with a hoarse voice. Malthus is said to build houses, high towers, and strongholds, throw down the buildings of the enemies, destroy the enemies' desires or thoughts, and or make them known to the conjurer, and all that they have done give good familiars, and quickly bring artificers together from all places of the world. According to the writers, Malthus accepts willingly and kindly any sacrifice offered to him, but then he will deceive the conjurer. In the film, Malthus appears as a black ram-like demon instead of a raven-like demon, and it seeks to steal and feed on the souls of his victims, but only if they offer their souls to the demon. The demon Malthus is invisible to the human eye, only becoming visible on occasion whenever it attacks or taunts and terrorizes its victims. It takes on many forms, such as B or Janice Higgins, and it makes its presence known by making the porcelain doll move by itself. Also, whenever the demon's presence is felt, it makes a chilling, deep rumbling sound around the room or the house. On occasion, Malthus takes on the form of black smoke in Annabelle creation, which terrified Janice. This would explain how the demon moves around quickly to terrorize his victims. Many have thought that the nun that attacked Janice and pulled her wheelchair in Annabelle creation is Valak from The Nun 2018. However, this is proven to be false, obviously, as it was Malthus taking on Sister Charlotte's form in an attempt to possess her. Malthus could have been inspired by Valak to take on the nun form. Valak did make very brief cameos in the film, however, as Sister Charlotte has a picture of herself and her fellow nuns, where Valak itself was shown in the shadows of a photo. Valak also makes a cameo in the post-credit scene, roaming around the hallways of St. Karthas Monastery in Romania as a teaser for The Nun 2018, which I will do a horror talk about that, just watch, but not now exactly. But that was the end of the horror talk of Malthus. Yay, thank God. I was going to do Annabelle Higgins, but actually its true form was obviously Malthus, obviously, so... Yeah, I'll see you guys later on my main podcast, and I'll see you guys on Thursday for my next episode on the Horror Talk podcast. Bye!
Thank you.